Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Our first order as pastors, don't judge anybody who walks through that door. He said, love them, train them to be champions for me, because I'm coming back for a champion church. The biblical definition of the anointing. Now, I've never heard this preached. I had God tell me this when we were going through all this, but he called it the biblical definition. I haven't gotten this okayed by anybody or anything, but nobody stopped me, mom or anybody. So they all agree with me. But it's God. It was God who told me. Acts 10:38. Everybody say biblical definition. I just gave you the anointing, Christ, and the anointed one and his anointing. By the way, Satan's name is the anti-Christ. He's not anti-faith. He's not anti-love. He's anti-anointing. Because he once operated in that. If you go back to Genesis, it says he was an anointed cherub. That power was a different, higher realm. Then he fell. Right? So he doesn't want the body of? Y'all aren't translating and meditating. We're the body of who? The anointing. Jesus is the head. He's the anointing. That's a different realm. Glory to God. Okay, where am I? Oh, Acts chapter 10:38. Acts 10:38 in the King James. How God, everybody say God. Who? He anointed. Who anointed? Who did he anoint? Okay, Jesus who? Jesus Christ? Does it say Jesus Christ? Because he's not anointed yet. It's very identify here. Are y'all with me? The verbiage is identify. He's getting ready. Jesus is getting ready to go to a higher realm of identity. And he's going to, from that moment on, operate in that higher realm of identity. Because up until then, not one miracle, not one healing, nothing. He's not plugged into the power yet. And God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with, drum roll please, he anointed him with what? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. Right? So the Holy Spirit, which is synonymous with power. Every time you see Holy Ghost, you will see power. They're together. He returned in the Holy Spirit in power. Power. Now, the Holy Ghost is the anointing. Now, every time you see Holy Spirit, you can translate and meditate. My body is the temple of the anointing. The Holy Spirit is the anointing. The anointing produces power. It produces supernatural power. Nothing is impossible power. Now, you cannot produce supernatural power. You cannot. You can produce natural power. But when the Holy Spirit is upon you and in you, you can produce supernatural power. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive what? After when? But you're trying to operate it without it? Ain't happening. That'll be another church without power. You will have the equipment. You will have the knowledge. But you will not have the power. God is coming back for a glorious church. A church that operates in power. In full demonstrations. With signs, wonders, and miracles. Another giant, big deal. Some of our people needed help. We took care of it right there. Amen? Ye shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is upon you. Because that is the anointing. He is the anointing. Old Testament examples. Old Testament, there was only power on the... God would only put the anointing upon kings, priests, and prophets only. Unless it was a special occasion. Like Elijah. He outran the chariot's horses. Anytime God used anybody, I can promise you this, when we get to heaven, you're going to see them. And they're not going to look what you think they were like. Because you read the story. If he used somebody to outrun chariots, I can promise you he didn't look like a runner. Because everybody would say, well, look at him. He runs everywhere he goes. And they would have gave him the glory. and it would took the glory from God. Are y'all with me? Same with David. Samson. So I can promise you, when you see Elijah, you're the one who outran the horse. Can you imagine Elijah's grandchildren? Look at Papa. He's like, my God. Have y'all read that story? The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Boo! How many would like to see that now? Why can't we see that now? I preached this and taught this to 240 ORU students. And it was volunteer class to come in. All of them athletes. They had 240 of them. Lord said, have a class, teach them. And I did. And it dwindled down. They stopped coming. Six of them remained. Six. One of them was Moses. He watches. He's in Dallas. Moses was 6'6". Son of a Baptist preacher in Dallas, Texas, but man, he was hearing this. Built like a Greek god. But he averaged about, 10, 12 points a game. He was a senior in ORU. He got a hold of this thing, what we're talking about. He said, I can do it in basketball. Yes, you can do it in basketball. I would not. Why would God not want? Why would he not? He needs it. Does he have unsaved basketball players and fans? Yes. He got a hold of it. He stayed with it. He did it. How many know that in what was it that the Lord told Gloria? In inconsistency lies the power. How many of us have been consistent with it? Some of us have heard this story over and over and over, or this teaching over and over. How consistent have we been? Because that's where the power lies. And these six did it. Every day. We're operating on that higher realm. And we go down to Texas A&M, and it was on ESPN, and it was rare that ORU was on ESPN. And we just happened to catch a night where they needed a game, and we're playing. Texas A&M was ranked real high, and I was there. I went with them, and Moses scores 45 or something like that. Wow. And we knock off Texas A&M. And they come to interview him, and you got to know Moses. Moses is boom. Hey, Moses, you average 10 to 12. Your high is 14 or whatever. What happened? 45. And he goes, it was the Holy Ghost. All of a sudden, the channel goes, dun, 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 dun. Due to technical difficulties, ESPN. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, he screamed in the camera. We don't even know the stories of what that did, do we? Of who heard that in a living room or popcorn. Somebody who was backslidden basketball player. It was the Holy Ghost. There was the two little girl golfers who went pro. There was the, what was his name? Rodriguez or something. The little baseball player. And he came, and he wasn't even on the team. He didn't make it. But they let him be like a manager. And he tried out, and he didn't make it as a pitcher. But he'd say it every day. He'd go and he'd practice outside the dorms. He didn't get to practice with the teams. And so they're playing somebody real big, Texas or somebody. And it was on TV or one of those channels. And they'd run out of pitchers. They had a lot of injuries and they had some guys ineligible, and they're just in the dugout. We need a pitcher. Hey, he pitches. I pitch. So they go get him a uniform, and they run him out there. And he's out there, and he's warming up. And the announcer goes, we don't have him on our roster sheet. They couldn't find him. They didn't know his name because he wasn't on the roster. And they said, but he's saying something as he's warming up. I don't know what it was, and you know what he was saying. Yes. I'm anointed to pitch on a level the world's not familiar with. And he pitched that game, and they won that game. And he got a uniform, got a letter, finished out his career, and played a few years in the minor leagues, and then got up with the Los Angeles Angels and played in the pro. They operated in a different realm, a higher realm, because they knew their identity in it. It's a governmental legal thing, and that's why you got to know about your authority. It's a higher realm, people. It ain't just being Christian. I know God. I've got the equipment. Right? Come on now. All right, are y'all okay? Are you sure? I could give you a whole bunch of different more. But Acts 10:38, and God anointed Jesus with what? The Holy Spirit. Then there's Samson, right? Now, how many think, when you think of Samson, what do you think of him? Strong? Right? I remember going into a church in Colorado Springs, and they had this life-size statue of Samson. God, he was ripped. They should have drug tested him. He would not have qualified. He would have been ineligible. But it doesn't one time say in the Bible anything about his physique. But yet the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. That was the power, not his muscles. If he'd have been that big and ripped, everybody said, well, yeah, look at him. Are y'all with me or not? Gideon. Are you kidding me? Gideon's the biggest. Gideon was the biggest pencil neck. He tried to talk God out of it. Who, me? You got the wrong guy. And he even tells him why. Let me go through my ancestors. I come from a long line of pencil necks. I've never been in a gym. Are you kidding me? Look at me. And so he's still questioning. And finally God said the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Just overtook him right in the middle of his, not even going to let him finish. And it said it overtook him. Can you imagine the supernatural power of God overtaking you? This can happen to you. And all of a sudden he turns into, I can't, whoa! Yeah! He's flexing. He's still little. His wife's going, I always call it Samson 1 and Samson 2. Which one are you? And then, you know, so, but the Lord was saying, Chip Jesus everywhere he went. Now, what solidified this for me is what activated this. How do we operate in this? And Jesus, I read in there, said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Right? He spoke it. I'm in Sacramento preaching, and God said, even I had to speak to release that power.
God's Got People is a transforming 9-disc series about the characteristics of a true champion. Pastor Chip teaches people to have composure, honor, a good attitude, motivation, persistence, intelligence, an overcomer's mentality, nobility, and a servant's heart. Order your copy by calling 1-800-972-3447 or online at billybrim.org. Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word. Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at championswiththenumber4christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.